You're listening to On Point with Perry Solkowski and Randy Janda on Sportsnet 650.
It was a great weekend here. Vancouver Whitecaps had a good weekend. They picked up the win in Houston, a little warmer, but I'm sure they're happy to be back. Although, boy, the schedule becomes tough. You fly to Houston, you come back, now you're getting set to fly to Atlanta. Got the win. Big reason for it was the goaltending. Stefan Marinovic joins us now. Stefan, how are you?
Hi, very good, thank you.
You know, I want to ask you this question before we get into the game. While you guys were away, BC Place was rocking with Sevens rugby. As a New Zealander, I'm going to assume you played the sport growing up?
played a little bit in school just for fun in the breaks, but didn't play it in any type of competitive, you know.
Because you struck me as you would have been a good rugby player. Just soccer yeah. was your love?
It was. Played it from right young, and I don't know. I never really got into rugby, but as I turned 15, 16, and you know, with my body build, I was a prime target for the rugby coaches in my school.
Oh, really? So they were trying to go, hey, Stefan, forget soccer, play rugby.
Yeah, they were. They were trying very hard, but I kept on ignoring them.
So, Stefan, you get the full preseason. You know you're going to be the starting keeper. You've played tremendously well here in these first couple of weeks. How has it been for you getting in your first big couple of games here of the year and really being the number one guy between the pipes?
It's good to be back in that position. I was my last club, obviously, I was in the same position as number one, and then I came here, and David was number one. I had to sit on the bench for a while before I earned that starting spot. So coming into the new season, it's good. It's good to be number one. Good to have that that number on your back and the confidence of the coaches going into those first games. And I think it's paid dividends for me personally, and I think the team.
What changes for you, if anything, with that mindset, knowing that you will be the guy?
I guess not too much. Just like I said before, just having that backing of the coaches, does take a little bit of the pressure off. There's still an immense pressure there to perform week in, week out.
How tough are those conditions in Houston? We saw Marcel struggling a little bit there, and he had the rib problem. Hopefully, he's all right. But how difficult are those conditions in the humidity of Texas?
Well, if anything, if I look at it positively, we didn't play there in the middle of June or something like that. So I think that's one positive to take out. But it's tough. I think the conditions, although I think the conditions are not as tough as the travel. The travel is really what makes a difference. You know, traveling those long hours on the plane. That's what really. Really gets you, I think.
Some changes to the back line in the second half on Saturday. You had Alfonso Davis back there, too. I was going to say, thanks for laughing, because I'm going, seriously, that's what's going to happen? It was new. Did you talk a little bit more to the young man, or how did you view his performance?
I thought he did quite well, being thrust into that position quite early on into the first half. Who knows if he was ready for mentally prepared, but he did okay. But I doubt he'll want to be starting left back for us.
That's the kindest answer that a keeper could say. Going, hey coach, man, make sure he's not playing left back tomorrow. Am I reading between the lines the right way?
No, I mean you definitely can't fault with Fonzie is his desire and his commitment. And, he sprints up the field to join an attack, and he sprints right back to defend. And, but he's definitely more comfortable going one-on-one with the other team's right back, right? So that's more his forte, and that's where you'll see the best out of him.
You came into a team last year that was fairly well established with characters and personalities in a locker room, and I know those said you fit right in, a big personality, easygoing guy. It's changed so much this year. How long will it take for guys to establish themselves and feel comfortable on the field and everyone get to know? Because I'm going to imagine, as tough as the travel is, it's times like this and the training camps in Hawaii. is there a time that you could say, hey, in 2 or 3 months after playing the competitive games, we'll be that much better just because we'll be that much more comfortable with each other as not only players but people?
I think you're definitely right. As a team experiences player turnover, which is common in any team around the world, you have players coming in and players going out, which, you know, creates a different dynamic. You have someone different standing in front of you or next to you or behind you, and you need to learn their tendencies, their strengths and weaknesses, so you can function better as a team. So as time goes on, you'll see the team start to gel even more. I think we're definitely you know, you see patches of it. I felt like in Montreal we were quite commanding, and when we played them at home for large stretches of the game. And I think what you can take away from that Houston game in terms of team chemistry is that, you know, it was a never say die attitude. And I think we as players feel that's very important for us as a team. We rate that very highly. We don't want people to ever give up or to, you know, give 90%. You want 100% from everyone. And new players coming in, I think they'll feel that and they'll experience that. And I think you saw a glimpse of that on Saturday with our road win.
Speaking of attitude, we know Kai Kamara's brought the goals on the field. Does he bring kind of a big charisma and a swagger to the team? Because that's always been kind of his MO around the MLS, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. You just have to follow the guy's Instagram and watch his stories and stuff like that, and you just see just what a big character is and a positive attitude and just a big character, and that's definitely a plus to have around a team if you've got someone like that there. And he's just adding to those other characters that have been around for a while. You know, you got your cap, you got Kendall, and then you know, you've got those flink little South Americans on the wings and stuff like that. And it just adds to it, and it creates another plus point, another positive for us.
He is Stefan Marinovic, the goalkeeper for the Vancouver Whitecaps, joining us on Point. Perry Solkowski with Dan Riccio. Give us a better case of what these guys are like. Humor me if you can, Stefan. So you're in a situation where you're not in a good place, walking down an alley, and there's a group of guys walking towards you, and you're wondering, what's the deal? Who are the two teammates you want beside you? Going, this could be trouble.
Oh, well, if I have to... Right off the bat, the first one's easy. You're Kendall.
Yeah, you're putting Kendall, him in front of everybody.
I think me and Kendall next to each other are pretty intimidating force. So that's definitely the one of the guys that I have next to me. And another one, well, that's a tough one. You got two big boys. You might want someone that's a little bit sneakier. But I would probably have to go with...
See, Breck Shea's a little crazy.
I want to say Russell. I think he'll be a good scrapper.
Oh, Russell Tybert, Niagara Falls boy.
Sneaky,
all right,
sneaky fast. I thought you might go Breck Shea after the big goal. And you went, oh, you know what? He could be a loose cannon probably. Now let's play.
You know, the problem with Breck is he's going to be faster than everyone else. So if he decides to run,
he's the only one getting away.
Okay, now give me Stefan. Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
Okay, you're not married. So you are now going out to meet someone who you have an interest in on a Friday night, and you need a smooth wingman or two on your side. Which one of your teammates has that kind of smooth groove where you go, man, come out with me. I really like this girl.
Oh, you know, the thing about that one, just knowing from personality, I'd have to say Breck Shea.
Oh, you would, hey? All right.
Yeah, but yeah. There I would say Breck Shea.
There you go.
He's a good dude, a good guy to have around.
Thank you for playing with that little game with us, and now we have a better idea who to hang out with. And you know what? If Russell heard that, Russell's disappointed you're not taking him to meet the girl, right?
I bet he is. But he might show me up. That's the problem.
Well, that could be. 72,000 people in Atlanta this past weekend. Have you ever played in, I don't know how big it'll be on Saturday, but I'm assuming it just seems like that's the party to go watch United play there. What's the biggest crowd you've played in front of us, and how excited are you to get to that stadium and see what it's about?
I think the biggest I've played in front of probably is like 55, something like that, 1,000. But I'm excited to go to Atlanta. I saw a little bit of the highlights and watched a little bit of the game. And, you know, you just saw the energy that that crowd brought, onto the field. And it's a closed door stadium. It's, you know, it's a closed roof stadium, which will amplify that sound even more. So I'm really excited to play there, to experience that. I'm someone that feeds off it, and I think a lot of the other players in our team are the same. So it's nothing to be intimidated about. I'm looking forward to it.
The MLS is really starting to attract some big-time players. We see it with Atlanta, you know, the Barco, a big young player who's probably got the eyes of some European teams. He ends up here in MLS. What have you came over last summer. What have you made about how the league is kind of changing and the types of player that it's reacting lately?
I'm really positive about the players that are coming to the MLS. You're seeing they're getting younger. They're getting, you know, they're more talented. They're more in their prime. Even a prime example for us would be, Jordan. Jordan coming over from playing in the Prem and in the Championship. That's I think he's 26? That's,
right,
that's
yeah.
the prime of your career as a midfielder. You know, 26, 27, 28. And he's chosen to come to the MLS. He's made some big comments about the MLS. And I think he's on the button when he says, you know, the quality here has just improved. It's turned from a retirement league into, like some people thought of it overseas, into more of a place to make a name for yourself, especially with the wide TV coverage that it has. So the MLS is definitely improving quick and fast. And I think a big part of that is probably the media and the social media surrounding it. I mean, it's huge, especially for players in this era.
Jake Nowitzki was telling us last week he'd still yet to do the gross grind. This is your first spring here. What have you not done in Vancouver that you look forward to getting done on the rare off days that you have?
Oh, I was actually last week. I wanted to do the grass grind because my parents were over, and I couldn't do it. I had the flu all week, so I was a bit gutted about that. I was gonna tick that one off the list. You actually caught me now. I'm at Deep Cove. I'm just sitting on top of the hill.
Oh, wow!
With my girlfriend, so just having a nice little lunch and some donuts.
I was there on Saturday. The donuts are quite good.
Hey, you jump in a kayak, go a little bit up Indian Arm, enjoy the sights, look at the homes. Hey, sorry to interrupt your day with your girlfriend, but thank you for this. Yeah. We enjoyed the conversation, Steph, and we'll do it again and enjoy the atmosphere in Atlanta and keep it going.
Thank you very much. Look forward to the next time.
Sportsnet 650.